Good morning. 00 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0500 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0600 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
KF8MY, KF8MY from KD8JSR. Not heard, KD8JSR clear.
Good morning. 1100 hours. sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 44 degrees.
WC listening. M-A-C-L-L, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
NHWCD, this is KUYN.
KUYNU, this is NHWCB via Echolink. How's it going today? I made it through another day of work.
Oh, it was very busy today. Running call to call pretty much, but we muddled through it and just got to get through tomorrow, actually, because I got to be doing a 24 tomorrow so I can have Sunday off and hit the road Sunday for the wedding.
Oh, okay. That's a hard way of doing it, I guess. But I say at least you can get the day, and they probably need the help on mids there as well. So I guess it's a win-win.
Yeah, definitely. So that helps out there, and helps out both ways there. So I'm thankful for it.
Yes, indeed. In fact, we just got a text message from Melissa. Was wondering whether you guys were confirmed coming or not. So I told her, I said, at this point, as far as I know, you guys are all going to be here. So I take it we can stick with that.
Yep, that's a firm. I stick with that. I thought we RSVP'd. We'll be there. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the circumstances, she wasn't sure whether, you know, there would be a change of plans or not. So, you and I talked, that was the plan. Everybody was coming up. So that's good. They're getting everything all ready, I guess. We haven't seen them yet. We're at the motel up here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You guys had a good trip out there?
NHWCB. Yes, we did. It took us, a little bit. We came across 69 and went up 127. They just trying to do, it worked a lot better. It was the same amount of time as going across 57 or 46. And we stopped along the way for McDonald's for lunch, and it worked out real well. Pleased with the gas mileage. Very little construction. It worked out good.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, we're looking at leaving early on Sunday, get a little bit of sleep, and then we'll hit the road and grab me some coffee, and hopefully be there sometime in the afternoon on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, we're up at the Quality Inn up at Big Rapids. So yeah, I've got a good rate for it, and it's the cheapest. And we've stayed here before. It's kind of I told Mom it's kind of a love-hate relationship. I mean, it's not bad. It's a basic place, but it's pretty. It's pretty well. It's pretty decently outfitted in that. So, but all good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I have a place to put your head and relax, and have a little bit of downtime. I'm sure a lot of your guys' time will be out with Melissa and Lee. So.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I'm not exactly sure what's going tomorrow. I think there's a rehearsal dinner, but we had heard something about we were invited, but we haven't heard anything else. And two, just to let you know, they have three foster children. I think a 3-year-old girl and two twins. I think about 1.5. So. The kids will have some extras there to have fun with.
Oh, well, good. That'll be fun. They're looking forward to seeing their cousins and hanging out with them and having some fun.
Yes, indeed. In fact, they redid the gym floor there. I think that's where the reception's going to be held there in that other building there from the church. And they just had a new floor laid down, so it'll be a lot better. I'm kind of excited to see it how it turned out there. But I think they're expecting about 100, which we'll see what happens on a Monday. But I think at noon, but, hey, can't beat that, I guess.
Right, yeah. It'll be good. It'll be fun. Be a good time. And I think we're going to hit the pancakes, the omelet shop up there in Traverse City, too. So it gives us an opportunity to go out and do that.
Okay, there you go. I might as well take advantage of it while you are in this direction, and that'll be a nice meal for you guys as well. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that'll be good. It'll be a lot of fun. One of our favorites to stop in there. Good, something for us to, for breakfast or brunch or whatever it is that we get.
I don't blame you there. I don't blame you one bit. Like you say, you guys will get to enjoy that and, kind of celebrate some birthdays there. I know you guys celebrated Stella's yesterday, and you got Leo's birthday here coming up soon. So that'll be a nice treat for you.
Yeah, as well. who went to Applebee's last night and celebrated Stella's birthday. So that was fun. She enjoyed that and kind of enjoyed the evening with her. But yeah, it'll be good to get up north and celebrate the wedding and have some family time too.
Yes, I agree. It'll be good to have the family together up here. It's good being up here. Definitely relaxing. I'll tell you, it seemed like we had this happen one other time. Going across there, US 10, and you get to M115, which goes up toward Cadillac and Traverse City, and all the cars exit there. And, I mean, you just go straight across US 10, and there's barely any traffic across there. It's a little busy here in town. It's not too bad, actually, but they've got a game here tomorrow. Ferris State's playing, so that'll be a 1 o'clock game. So it'll be busy up here, but I think once that clears, it won't be too bad. NAWCB.
Oh, good. We'll get the game out of the way there and all the partying and stuff like that. And by the time we get up there, it'll be nice and quiet.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure probably it should be too bad here on Sunday night. That won't be bad if you're staying down this way. But that'll be good. Get the game out of the way. I think they're playing Wayne State, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Be a good game to see, but I'd rather miss out on the traffic.
I agree. Like I say, unless they've got plans or whatever, we're just kind of laying low here. Like I say, I don't know if there's a rehearsal dinner tomorrow night, but we'll see what happens and just play it all by ear, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Hotel we're staying at, no, Leo knows, that's all that matters.
So just point you in the right direction, I guess, and show you where to go or tell you where to go up in this direction here. But it's not too bad in this area. Like I say, we've stayed in this one a couple other times before, and it's not the best, but it's not too bad either. So probably catch a ball game tonight, and maybe catch a hockey game tomorrow night too if I'm able. But it's kind of kicking back and relaxing here. NAWCB.
Hey,
yeah, that
sounds good. Hopefully they win tonight,
because
otherwise it's win or go home.
Yeah, that's the truth. The Bats need to come alive. They definitely have to support Scoob tonight. He's got to pitch a good game, but they've got to play defense, and they've got to play a whole game and figure out Seattle's pitching. Or like I say, it's going to be a long winter, and a lot of, especially after being ahead 15 games over Cleveland. That's a lot of losses there.
Yeah, they got some work to do. Hopefully we'll move on. I know Toronto's going to be a tough opponent if they do move on. Toronto's a good team, but we'll see.
Yes, I agree. All right, Toronto is definitely the hot team right now, and I would say, yeah, I think either, you know, if the Tigers get any further in, or Seattle, it's good, though, that, you know, it's good to see the two better teams or best teams play there for the American League, and National League looks pretty decent. I think the Brewers are strong and the Dodgers, and it should be a good playoffs and World Series this year.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping for either a Detroit-Milwaukee or a Detroit-Chicago World Series.
I would agree with that. That would be kind of cool. You know, within the Great Lakes here, you know, Milwaukee. They, like I say, they've really got a good team. Playing the Cubs, of course, they played them. I think the last time was 1945. I think won the World Series that year over the Cubs. So yeah, that would be kind of neat to see if that happened.
Past Seattle here,
it would be kind of nice. It'd be kind of cool to have a Great Lakes World Series here. Yes, I agree. So it'll be great there. And the Wings, a little disappointed in them last night. They kind of hung Johnny G out to dry there in goal, but and he's gotta make those saves too. They gotta play a little bit better hockey. Or it's gonna be a long year for the Wings too. Definitely, people are getting restless. You start hearing boos at a Tigers game, and the stadium is not full, or people are booing at the Red Wings game. People's patience are getting kind of thin.
Yeah, they are, and I'm with them on it. You know, you got the Illiches that, you know, own the team. It's like Mike Illich, you know, he's all about, you know, he was all about, you know, getting key pieces, and now he's gone, and, you know, the kids are all about money and not, you know, not investing in the team like your dad. So it's, you know, it's sad to see. You know, kicking the gear, or you know, get somebody in there that actually cares about the team.
Yeah, I agree there. They've got to kind of step it up a little bit. You know, you can only go so far, I guess, in the, you know, in the bringing them up and nurturing them in the farm system. But you know, you got to fill in some holes here, and sometimes you got to pay for these players. Therese, he's done pretty good. I'd sure like to see him get re-signed next year for the Tigers, and hopefully they can keep Scoob from heading free agency also. But yeah, they've got to, the management, the owners have got to do their part too.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll turn it around. Hopefully, you know, get them going here. You know, the playoffs for, you know, for the Tigers, and hopefully turn something around here for the Wings. But well, Dad, I'm home. I'm gonna head in here and relax, get some supper, and relax, but appreciate the conversation on the way north, and glad you guys made it to Big Rapids there safely. You guys enjoy your mini vacation, and we'll see you guys Sunday.
That sounds like a plan. Yeah, I tried, again, the Morley, the DMR and Morley site, and no can do. It isn't working from this location. So, you know, probably have to text me or we'll keep one of the repeaters on locally here for you. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and get some rest, some extra rest. We'll be praying for you tomorrow for the long day, and but you'll get through it all right there. You guys drive safe. If you need anything, let us know. But tell everyone hello. And 73s and 88s to you and the family. And we'll talk to you soon. And WCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. K-8-Y-N-U.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, sunny, 44 degrees.